Public health officials think they know what causes epidemics of syphilis, risky sexual behavior. But a study in the current issue of the journal Nature suggests that they are partly wrong. The findings help explain why syphilis is increasing 6 years after officials announced a plan to stamp out the disease. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Fenway Community Health.
Fenway Community Health Center in Boston is a federally designated sentinel site, a sort of listening post for sexually transmitted diseases. Infectious disease specialist Dan Cohen says some STDs are on the rise, especially syphilis.
We definitely see a lot more gonorrhea than we do syphilis. But the increase in the number of cases of syphilis has been more dramatic because syphilis was relatively uncommon in the early to mid-1990s.
In fact, in the 90s, syphilis cases went down so much that in 1999, the Surgeon General announced a national plan to eliminate syphilis. That goal is now in doubt. In 2001, syphilis started to go up again all over the country. The latest figures show the rate is increasing 14% a year among men. Regular syphilis epidemics are nothing new, but when British researchers reviewed 50 years of data from 68 U.S. cities, they found a pattern. Syphilis epidemics peaked about every 10 years. Nicholas Grassley of Imperial College in London says each time there was a new explanation.
Whether it was the sexual revolution or the gay liberation movement or increases in prostitution, each time a new social phenomenon was come up with to explain the increases in syphilis.
But Grassley has another explanation. It has nothing to do with behavior trends. It reflects how the syphilis bacterium interacts with the human immune system. People who get syphilis become immune to it for a while. When many people are immune, there aren't as many around for the bacterium to infect. But over time, immunity wanes and more people age into the sexually active years. That provides fuel for the next epidemic.
Certainly over the last 50 years, the large increases and decreases in the number of cases has been driven by cycles in immunity, not by changes in unsafe sex.
People don't become immune to gonorrhea, and sure enough, the researchers found that gonorrhea doesn't show the same regular cycles as syphilis. And they found something else interesting. Since the 1960s, syphilis epidemics in major U.S. cities have increasingly occurred at the same time.
We think this reflects increases in travel and increases in movement, sexual contact between people from different cities. So in other words, the sort of sexual network across the U.S. is becoming more connected.
So he says changes in sexual behavior do play a role in syphilis epidemics. In fact, Brian Grenfell of Pennsylvania State University says it would be wrong to think that either behavior or immunity drives syphilis epidemics.
In the 90s, both syphilis and gonorrhea went down because of behavior changes due to the AIDS epidemic, and both went down post-war on the advent of antibiotics. So their results indicate that both things can happen.
Greater use of condoms may explain why the current syphilis epidemic is happening later than the usual 10-year cycle. But that also means there's a bigger pool of susceptible people because fewer are currently immune to syphilis. Grassley says that's ominous.
We haven't yet reached the peak, and the question will be, how big is that peak likely to be? Our research suggests that it may be quite high.
It also suggests that during periods of low immunity to syphilis, like now, public health agencies need to work even harder to get people to practice safer sex. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.